stomping ground.
Yeah, so traditional. All right, so welcome back, fans who have bookmarked and been refreshing the It's a Movie webpage for over 10 years.
For fans of the podcast, or that's what this would have been if we waited just 5 years.
Yeah, that's what. So it's the classic configuration of Keith and Chris and Matt. I believe we all saw Josie and the Pussycats together, didn't we? Oh no, that's right.
I was literally just like, actually, you're wrong.
I see.
Oh,
taking away my dignity like that.
Oh, it was a dig. It was a put down.
So yeah. Super hurtful.
So I looked up just out of curiosity. So we did do a review of what the fuck was that movie called? Grindhouse in 2007, just as a little video, just like to introduce the site. But our last actual for real review was Star Trek Nemesis in December of 2002. Anyone have fond memories of that film?
Because I remember I almost got in a fight with some dude.
Yeah, that's right. That was a good one to end on. Yeah. Just like, fuck these rednecks. Yeah. Had it with this town.
What kind of redneck goes to Star Trek movie?
So yeah, I thought it'd be pretty hilarious to update this. That is the thing though, like, yeah, like podcasting started in like 2004, and then it really picked up steam, you know, 2008 or so, and now it's just everywhere. In like 2000, we had basically a podcast.
But when you think about it, there's no real podcast about movies.
Yeah. Well, to this day though, still nobody does this. Like, I still feel like this is the best way to review
a movie. Yeah, even like if we had done it, if Titan A.E. had come out 8 years after it came out, that, no, like, at least our gimmick, if it is even that, of just like fresh out of the pan, like, don't stew on it, like, don't,
yeah,
like,
yeah. Just what, though, how do you feel?
Yeah, even though some movies are really good, if you just go, you consider, and there's like, no, just kind of look at them like even a second time or something.
Yeah, this
like
isn't
that.
Really a worthwhile endeavor.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, it's more an economic of convenience.
But yeah, I think it was my cousin Dan, who just the other day was like, are you going to do an It's a Movie review if you go see Star Wars? And I was like, that's pretty funny.
Like, no, that's not a bad idea.
Well, he's like, yeah, I got to go into my old HTML and update it. And I don't know who's going to even find this. I'll put it on Twitter, I guess. But like, since there is no RSS feed and it's not a proper podcast, no one's even going to hear this. But that's the other thing. We could just talk as long as we want. It used to be like I had to edit those down to like 3 minutes. That was like pushing it, and find places to host them and then write transcripts because they were incoherent.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why you have to do that.
Indistinct yelling.
Those are the days. So, so in the ensuing years, since the glory days of 2002, we've all
Get
had many
to the
adventures.
Movie.
many adventures throughout this wide world, but obviously the greatest of those is that we saw Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing we've done.
Every now and again, a movie comes along that makes me not want to watch movies anymore. Mm. This was one of those.
Well, I was going to say, so we're in different. So if we had to go by mitochondria levels, is that what they were called?
No, it's a real thing.
Yeah. Are you saying midichlorians aren't real things? Yeah. Son of a bitch.
In the dreams of a child, maybe.
So if we had to
in
go
here,
by,
I'm touching my heart.
If we had to go by midichlorian levels, definitely Chris's midichlorians are the highest, and Matt has some small amount of them, and I just have none at all. I have zero. So let's get the different, from these perspectives, the Rogue One story.
I like it. I'm in the plus column.
Right, and this was your second time?
Yeah, was it?
There's this one guy I follow on Twitter. Man, he went to see Force Awakens like 32 times in the theater.
Okay.
He's delightful on Twitter, but I'm like, buddy.
You know, that's a cry. Oh, that's a cry to hell. If you knew that, he's like, he's asking people, like if a guy said he had 32 drinks, like one night, he's like, I'm going to the bar. I'm going to drink this many. I drank this many times. And he put it on Twitter. People are like, okay, here's a link to these sites that can help you.
Even when I worked at a movie theater, like, I probably watched Crank like 7 or 8 times, and I was like, by the 7th time, I'm like, this is getting weird.
Yeah.
And that was free, and I was at work.
That's enough Crank.
Yeah. I love me some Crank, though.
Yeah.
Man, I hope someday I get to direct the Crank of the Star Wars universe. Like, if they're putting these movies out every year, they got time for me.
Interesting side note on, I wouldn't dare say a fellow, but have you heard of the podcast with Paul Scheer.
How did this get made?
He has a neat He has a interview, or he doesn't do the interview of the guy who directed Crank and Gamer and stuff like that.
Crank and arguably Crank 2 are the only good movies that those dicks ever made. It's this team of two guys.
It's interesting
they suck.
To hear the guy, those guys talk about it and their attitude toward filming, but.
There's a very good episode of that show about classic Sleepaway Camp that Matt turned us on to, where they were just like, how have I never heard of this? This is the greatest film. And it is.
They also have a very good Star Wars related one about the Christmas special.
Oh, Jesus.
And Matt Gourley, who I'm a big fan of, goes through it. And they really heavily suggest it's 2 hours long. To really do it in increments. Like, you know when they tell in Crank, like, now just do this every half hour and he just does the whole thing? Don't do that. Like, it is...
Like when YouTube used to be split into 10-minute parts. Yeah. Like, that's how I watched Masters of the Universe last time I saw it, is it was on YouTube in the parts. And we watched, like, the first 10 minutes, second 10 minutes, third 10 minutes. Then we skipped many parts, and then we watched the last 20 minutes, and it was pretty good.
I have fond memories of that movie. But...
Yeah, it's a... Did you see the documentary about that company, Canon? Oh, fucking shit. It's awesome. It's called...
I think I've heard of this. I've seen the trailer for it.
What is it called? It's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. Because it is like every bad 80s. Like when you think of stereotypical 80s, like ninjas and Rambo
this
bullshit.
This tree of life of terrible movies of a decade
really all that
is
one
really
company.
Weirdly connected. Yeah.
And it's because it's these two guys from Israel that ran it. And they just don't understand America. And they made the greatest... garbage.
Yeah, maybe they understand it too
much. Very superficial.
Oh, Electric Boogaloo is called. Anyway, really good documentary.
So back to Star Wars. So Jenkins, did you not?
I was bored as shit the whole time.
I remember.
I didn't care about any of the characters.
Oh no. I'll admit,
like, and then like nothing. Things
why
just
did
didn't
they make
sense.
The stormtroopers so shitty? Like, just like they're made out of marshmallow.
Yeah.
Like, why would you go out of your way to take away all the stakes by making them so weak? Like the part
they've always
the start,
been weak.
Yeah, but not like that. This
it's
was
like,
insane.
I got a stick. And take out 20 stormtroopers.
Yeah, and she just blindfires behind her and kills one.
That guy's
shoots it in the knee and he's dead.
But that guy's a force adept. That's how he's able to take those
guys
out. Yeah,
but he's got a stick. Plus, I don't need to see any more blind monks.
You know what?
Oh, yeah, that
trope is now, so dumb.
You know who wrote this movie, too?
A 10-year-old?
The guy who wrote Book of Eli. You ever see that shit?
Oh, yeah.
So this is just Book of Eli. And it had the exact same problem. Like, the fights had no stakes because he never got hurt. He just killed everyone. And, like, yeah, obviously.
You walk into fucking, it's like, oh, I'll walk into
now,
50
I'll,
guys.
I'll give you...
The weird thing is though, he's my favorite character. But.
Yeah, now I'll give you this. The blind monk, like, the blind master thing has been done, like, it is... I'm a big Daredevil fan, and even I'm like, okay,
but
tone that down.
At least he's got, like, super senses.
Also, what I really like is...
I love how the fucking blind guy sees a walker, and the non-blind guy's like, oh shit, he's right!
Yeah.
I feel like that blind guy maybe would have heard that coming but, a little sooner.
Yeah.
Kind of big. Sneak up on
is there
them.
Actually any evidence that he is blind? Like, no. For real? He seemed like he wasn't.
Well, see, that like that's the thing
at
is...
The end when he stumbles at the critical point.
So what I liked about how he was possibly Force-sensitive, and he's like, hey, I know you're wearing a necklace. He's like, how'd you know that? Well, see, the whole point of me using Force powers to make money is I'm not going to tell you that until you put some coins in. And I was like, I like how someone... He's
although
like,
if you just said that all day, someone's going to be wearing a necklace.
Yeah. Oh, that's
a scammer.
That's classic.
Flim-flam?
Yeah. Flim-flam, man. Yeah, like...
But, like, he's like, yeah, I'm just
he's like Professor X. He's actually not even crippled. He just gets out of the chair when the jig is up.
Yeah. I'm just going to walk out here, hope I don't get shot.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I guess it's not even like he pulled the... He's like, the Force is with me. I'm like, okay, he's going to do some crazy Matrix shit to dodge these shots. Nope. He's just going to hope they don't hit him.
The stormtroopers are that shitty. Oh, so I was going to say...
The special stormtroopers.
Yeah, so obviously, I mean, yeah, it's been established ever since New Hope that stormtroopers suck. But I guess that's what disappointed me is, like, this is the chance to rehab their image and make them seem like a threat again. And they really went the opposite way. Like, they were so shitty.
So I'll say that stormtroopers, yes, but I like how they make the Empire that this is a new wave of tyranny...
It's kind of nice to see,
like the Death Star, and like also like how making
their
the Death Star
and shit, like
yeah, and
oh, sense of-
so when they rescue her, and I guess we're gonna people were going to talk about the movie. So if you're like, oh, I didn't want anything spoiled, I'm like, well,
who are you talking to?
Yeah, exactly. yeah.
Hear this.
Yeah.
That guy in chapters? No. Yeah.
If we got three people to listen to this, I'll feel like we are.
That guy leaning over there is clearly Lizzie. Yeah. So when she's in the, when they're in like the internment camp and in that vehicle, I like how even the stormtrooper's there. He's not sitting upright. He's really leaning forward. Riding in that vehicle is the best part of that guy's day. And he's just like, why are we stop? Like, this is the shittiest job. And then he gets rescued.
It was kind of nice.
All the fights just were like so poorly choreographed. And everything was just like.
And see, well, for me too, so the fights were a definite problem. But I think what got me, it's the same thing that gets me with every Star Wars movie, is just the way everyone talks is this weird melodramatic, phony baloney thing.
Yeah.
It's like a shield wall, if you will, that just, I just can't get in. I'm like, I'm trying to get invested in this movie.
Dumb it down for me a sec.
Yeah. But I just hate the way everyone talks. Like, I felt like, you know how the, the main character trait of the droid was that he just says whatever's on his mind says what's happening. That's what everyone does. They're all the narrator. They all just say, here's what's happening and here's what I think about it.
Was it, Doug Benson pointed out how, like, that guy's, like, the funny comic relief thing, but they were, like, there was clearly, like, we're going to take any cuteness out of this guy. He is going to be about 7 feet tall. He's, like, a protocol droid designed to fight in an arena, and they're like, no. He is not remote. This guy is not going to be cute. He is going to look like a soulless machine that says wacky stuff. And there was a clear, like, this is not that movie kind of attitude, even for the funniest guy.
Right. Oh. Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. He has some moments. I liked when he punched that guy in the head at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly just killed him.
Not me. I can survive in space. Yeah.
Yeah, he was okay. I mean, if I had to compare him, I like him better than BB-8, who annoyed me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I play a Star Wars miniature game, and I don't want to make it too gay, but I was rock hard when there's a Y-wing attack on a Star Destroyer with ion torpedoes. I'm like, that's why you have to have your own interceptors, dude. You can't let them happen.
Don't they?
Well, yeah, but that.
What's the Star Destroyer got in? Like 50 interceptors?
Well, yeah, but.
Where were they?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Thank you for your support.
They should have turned the tide.
There should have been 100 TIE fighters in the sky when they showed up.
Well, they
just like as they're exploding, they're like, oh, we didn't launch the. Oh. Yeah.
Guys, it's like union rules, we get a break. All right. And like even the ring thing had like TIE fighters in it. It's like, should we go now? It's like, nah, let's wait 10 minutes, let them do some damage, and then we'll launch.
I don't know. So I like to see, I find space battles sometimes get, it's, the Force gets top billing so much, they're like, heaven forbid we could have some nice TIE fighter X-Wing action, and this one had tons of that.
Isn't it a little weird that the Rebels are talking about the Force? May the Force be with you. Do they even say that shit? I feel like Obi-Wan brought that back. Like,
no, they said it even in the New Hope when they're just about to go attack the Death Star. They're like, well, may the Force be with you. Because you guys are going to attack a moon.
To be fair, it has been a while. Like, I was texting Brad a little, and he's like, so what'd you think about them bringing back Grand Moff Tarkin and stuff?
Oh, I'm pro
Tarkin. But I was like, you know what, to be honest, I barely remember who that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now,
see, he looked better than Leia, though. Leia looked face was crooked.
Now, I'll admit this dumb Uncanny Valley stuff, and normally it bothers me, but I'm so pro, like, Tarkin is my co-pilot, and so I can't even get mad at him.
I think the fact that they didn't have to make him look young, they just had to make him look older.
He's older in that than in the first movie, in New Hope.
Oh, you know what bugged me, though? So all the dialogue to me just was very stilted, but I mean, that is kind of just what Star Wars does, like, especially with the prequels and on, and, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but what killed me is that the worst line of the whole movie, I thought, was Darth Vader's line of, like,
that
don't choke on your ambition. I'm like, dude, why would you give Vader the worst line of the movie? That's not a cool thing to do.
Yeah, that has bothered some people.
What did he do to you?
Because I like his treatment of everything. Of course he would just be, because you know why he's mad? That's his summer house, that volcanic planet, and he's just taking some rehab, getting out of his cybernetics, like, and then this guy shows.
When I was in the tub, dude.
Yeah, exactly. You got me out of it 7 times, like 7.
Yeah, he probably should have just showed up at the end. That would have been a little better. But
there's definitely, and that's what some people are like, the characters are weak. But to me,
well, I thought the characters were better than the Force Awakens characters, but those characters literally had no character.
Yeah. Like, so
You can't tell me one thing about Rey. No one can. There's nothing about her. Like,
she's got a ponytail. That's how you know she's no nonsense.
I want to watch episode 8 just to learn. I want to watch episode 8 just to learn one thing about her.
That's good. I'm going to steal that.
I think that was the thing is like, so Force Awakens, as a Star Wars hater, I did not like. And that was the thing with this movie is for the first half, I'm like, well, not really into this, but I like it better than Force Awakens. But by the end, I'm like, you know what? Force Awakens had Kylo Ren.
Yeah, that's all I came about. I'm like, would I rather watch this or Force Awakens? I'm like, I like the part with Han Solo when they're on the ship and that monster's chasing them. And I like Kylo Ren losing his shit.
Yep.
So I like political dumb stuff, and so I like how you got
it. Episode 1, yeah. All the way.
Yeah. So.
Trade embargoes.
Yeah. Can I finish? What's the point?
Is this bringing back memories?
Yeah, exactly. So when the rebels are like, well, we used to be with him, but he started blowing up churches, so we kind of had this kind of go our separate ways, but we need him now. And I was like, of course, there'd be tons of guys who'd be like, yeah, let's throw grenades in schools, and just like, everyone's like, well, no, we might, it's not a full galactic war yet. So I like that part.
I did kind of like, since I didn't see any trailers or anything, and I didn't know shit about this, I was like, oh, Forrest Whitaker. And I actually did kind of like his character when he was being extra harsh and weird, but then he got all soft and then he just died.
That guy was like on his last thread.
Yeah, but he was like my favorite character, and then he just like died. But speaking of dying,
why didn't you come to the ship?
Yeah,
I don't think he could have made it. Like, yeah, he doesn't look very fast.
He got robo legs though. I'm sure yeah. He got like go gadget legs.
I didn't really care either for after. So after the blind man died, I feel like his mercenary buddy really stared at that grenade for a long time instead of running.
Oh, there
away.
Was there was two scenes of just like. Nah, there's a grenade.
And that's so, like, that's so classic kung fu movie. It's like, why don't they all fight him at once? One guy stands up, takes one shot, misses, he shoots them. The next guy stands up, shot, misses, he shoots
I
them.
I did like how he rocked
you guys
it.
Guys know what cover is? Or,
like, I did like
these guns only shoot once every 5 seconds? What's the deal here? The old fucking musket, like, I gotta reload this
digital
thing.
Musket. Man, that's like, the thing too is at the start, man, everyone was just getting shot in the shoulders and dying. Yeah. Like, oh my Jesus. Like, I don't know, just like at least shoot him in the head or the, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, actually Han had some really good headshots on Endor back in the day where he'd take aim and he's like just bam right through the helmet.
And what so I guess I don't understand computers in this world where they're clearly the technology part is better than the computer parts.
Yeah.
Because he shows up and he's like, give me every message this dude's ever sent. And they're like, everyone? It's like, that's just an email thing. Here's all his emails.
I mean, my inbox is just a mess. I mean,
I don't know.
So I like the part when they're like, all right, hey, we're going to need a diversion. Set off the bombs. And they're all in there and everyone would happen too. Like you would just see the explosions from far off and it would be like fireworks. Everyone goes, whoa. And he's like, yeah, I know. It's beautiful, but get to your goddamn jobs. Like we're under attack. And I like that few seconds, everyone going, what's going on here? Like, and to him, he's the first one to actually get like, tell people like, this is an attack.
So one thing I was just curious about in a design sense is those extremely dramatic, very, very tall rooms, like where Luke fought Vader, and in this one, they were climbing up it. Yeah. Like, what is that room?
That room's different than the one in Cloud City.
It's similar though, right? Yeah. I mean, it's
but
our...
No, like, I think Cloud City one is just like...
Oh. Like, because there's a doorway, but the doorway opens to an endless pit. Yeah. Like, what is this room?
That's the data storage center for some reason. And you can't just walk up and grab something. You have to use RoboClaws.
Well, yeah,
and
Google has that
too,
man.
Like, type. It's like, what are we searching for? Death Star? It's like, no, you got to go through and look and read.
Well, they were narrowing it down and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like in like Empire, it's like, okay, this is a cool room and it's very windy and dramatic, and you just don't really think about it. It's just really cool. But the more, or like the room where Kylo Ren fought Han Solo was kind of like that. After enough of these rooms, it's like, okay, wait, what are these rooms for? Why are they so deadly?
Robot Chicken always used to make the joke multiple times of like no railings. Right. The guy keeps sweeping at the bottom, and then the bodies that fall in Star Wars keep happening. He's like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, did you ever see that YouTube thing of, you know how in Half-Life Gordon Freeman doesn't talk?
Yeah,
so a guy just did Gordon Freeman's internal monologue. So he's in a room in, you know, because they're in the Black Mesa facility where he's got to jump over a bunch of hanging containers that are hanging over lava. And he's just like, is this on the way to the break room? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Why is this room here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was weird. But yeah, I do. I feel like, yeah, like, I don't know. Star Wars is a weird thing because my classic story is just that I never saw it as a kid. So when I finally did see it, I'm like, well, this is much cornier than I expected. Mm-hmm. And then the prequels came out, which, you know, we can all agree were quite bad, but people were still kind of hanging on. So this is what I think is interesting now with wave three of Star Wars. Every single year, like, I feel like give it another 2 or 3 years, everyone's going to be on the same page as me. And they're going to be like, I am so tired of Star Wars, I could kill myself.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this movie was made for kids and international audiences, and that's it. And that's all they need. They're going to make billions of dollars on it, and
Disney spent $3 billion to get it, so I'm sure they're hoping they'd get something back.
Like, there is very transparent and very juvenile, and
there is a lot of talk of that, of like with Chinese markets, like, you know, Transformers movies and stuff. Like,
man, that Transformer movie looks like such a piece of goddamn
shit. Well, when it started, and I couldn't tell what that dragon was, and I saw Night Guys, and I'm like, oh, is this a fucking fantasy movie with a three-headed dragon? I'm like,
those weren't the same trailers I saw, and that was the same theater I saw.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like they probably cut down the trailers a bit to fit in more Christmas ads. I was going to say about the Chinese thing. So, yeah, apparently that is like a huge, huge market now. Yeah. But in the Chinese markets, subtlety doesn't go over well because they've only had Hollywood movies for like the last 10 years. They don't understand anything like that. They haven't seen 500 movies like we have. And the constant explaining. Like, man, there was so much explaining in this movie. Everyone was constantly explaining exactly what they were doing and what they had to do next and how they felt about each other. And it's just like, that's all the dialogue. And especially at the end. Okay, we got to get the shield thing. He's like explaining, like, I know, we know.
We got to blow up the shield. Someone needs to blow up that shield. Yeah. But then they needed the part with the switch.
Apparently, the Warcraft movie did amazingly well in China.
Man, though, that movie was good. Did you see that movie?
No.
Watch that movie.
Yeah, that's. I'm surprised, too. But that seems like exactly the kind of shitty, dumb movie that I wouldn't like. But I saw it with my friend in Vancouver, and I was like, I fucking kind of like that. And I told Matt, I was like, you're not going to believe me, but the movie's kind of good. So then he saw it, and he's like, that movie was kind of good. Like, it was very...
I love how you were hesitant to admit it to him.
Yeah, because it was... that exact kind of movie. It's very direct, very shallow, but somehow they did it right. Like, it was just a fun movie.
Yeah, it's just like, this is just a dumb humans versus orcs kind of...
Yeah, like, that's what was awesome about the Warcraft movie, is it's not a World of Warcraft movie. It's literally a Warcraft 1 movie.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously it only got made because of World of Warcraft, but when you think of Warcraft 1 on the PC discs, and you're like, there's a $100 million movie about that now. That's fucking insane that happened.
Yeah, I mean, it was very superficial, but you knew that. All the costumes and everything were way overdone. But
Blizzard.
Just kind of worked, and I was like,
the director apparently was a really huge, had like real reverence for like Warcraft, and kind of,
you know, who
directed
that movie?
Sense that he,
David Bowie's kid, Duncan Jones, yeah.
I heard he's directed other stuff.
He did a movie Moon with Sam Rockwell, pretty famous.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Warcraft is, you know, yeah, it's dumbed down for him, but yeah, he's good.
I love the main guy in that, the guy from Vikings.
Oh, yeah? And the, like, orc family dynamic was, like, somewhat... See, that's the thing, is, like, I somehow, even orcs, I'm like, yeah, I can kind of get into this. Like, I feel some connection. And, that was, I guess, a little bit in this movie, like, when she sees the message from her dad, that's kind of got me a little, and when the dad dies, maybe just a touch, but it's really lacking in, like, what I'd call, like, human emotion or soul of any kind. Kind of a problem.
Apparently, there was a lot of big reshoots that everyone was worried about, though. Tons of films have reshoots that they were slightly worried. They're like, you've made this gritty Star Wars way too gritty. And there was some reports that they had to reshoot of like, no. Like, let's kind of tone this down. But I like the message of just going, so we just have to shoot these two torpedoes into this thing. And that's how we stop this huge death machine. And it's a very retcon, but it's like, no, like, I've done, they'll never suspect this, but this is how you simply destroy this thing.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
That was a cool angle.
Yeah. Because I do remember, because again, like, I say that as if there's an audience that remembers our old shit, but...
You know, all that time I used to talk.
but yeah, because my whole thing was, like, I had Star Wars coloring books, I had toys, I had all the stuff, and I don't know what happened, but I just never saw the movies. And then I had a job at a comic shop, and everybody was really mad at me that I never saw them. So I remember when I was, like, 21 or 22, watching New Hope, and I mean, first off, it's just a 70s movie. It's 70s as fuck. So I was like, this isn't as good as I expected. But also,
it's
the whole
aged
ending.
It's well, but it's still a 70s slow-paced movie.
Yeah. And the ending was like a 1-2 punch of like, yeah, the dumbness of how easy it is to blow up the Death Star and that I just don't like the Force. The Force is dog shit. But so I do like that this explained why you could blow up the Death Star.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, okay. Like, that makes sense. Some guy on the inside.
And it's like, they would have done it without me. But with this way, I can ensure the... Because I think that's also of just like, hey, let's tap that city. All right, like set it to like power level 1. And it basically busts half, almost a continent. Like just like, and that was a neat thing too of just like, oh, look how pretty it is. And just wave. Of course, that wave took forever to get there. Like, oh.
Man, I guess that's like, man, that's where, I don't know. I'm a little undecided about which of the two new Star Warses I like the least.
I really, well, you know, this one was, when I saw it, I was like, man. Force Awakens was bad, and now that I've seen this, I'm like, man, I would love to watch Force Awakens.
Well, that's
again.
The thing is, this one was kind of boring, but the Force Awakens had a Death Star 10 times bigger than the old Death Star. Like it
this,
was.
This Death Star was way better than the the Star Killer.
Yeah, it was literally a Spaceballs joke in Force Awakens. It's like I cannot take this seriously. Oh, it blows up 3 planets. Like, are you kidding? That's the dumbest shit in the world.
While there's light, there's hope. Oh, and the sun is finally away. That's when Kylo Ren has to. Go, oh, now's my chance to be evil.
Man, you know what my secret wish was? That, and they, I mean, obviously they never would have done this, but it would have been great, is for Force Awakens, because it was almost like cartoonish how little personality those two guys had, characters had. Like, Rey had zero personality, and the Stormtrooper guy had a little tiny bit. So I was hoping after Kylo Ren killed Han Solo, then he would kill both of them. And that's why they had no character, and he'd be mega badass, and then in episode 8 just get some new characters.
I liked Kylo Ren, and even though some people are like, oh, he's a pussy, and it's like, well, no, he's not a Darth yet, and I like the conflict of my granddad, my grandfather was one of the greatest users of the Force. I want to be that, and like, I don't think I'm living up.
And like it or not, we've all seen that Anakin was also a bitch. He is a total bitch, so it makes sense. Like, in Star Wars lore, Darth Vader is not a cool guy.
Like, when was
he's
it?
A little wiener.
Like, when...
The sand gets everywhere. Remember that? Attack of the Clones? I think we reviewed Attack of the Clones on this very show.
Probably.
I think it was the one.
Like, for instance, when... Oh, Vader gets bad news. He's just looking out a screen, and the person is so afraid that what's he gonna do?
But it's because he's got a helmet on. He's probably really crying.
When, but when Kylo Ren gets bad news, they're like, "Oh yeah, she escaped." He can't control. Like he doesn't have the control like that Vader talked to Luke about, and then he just starts taking his lightsaber and he just cuts up the console, and you're like, "Yeah, that's he is not. He's not a Sith yet."
I thought that was kind of cool.
Focus his rage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's trying, you know, he's out there trying. Like, there's actually progression there.
Yeah, Darth Vader's like, that's actually a dehumidifier for his tears. He's just always crying.
Yeah.
That is kind of sad, right, about Star Wars, like, that...
When he's breathed, is he supposed to sound like he's saying hope?
No.
I hope not.
Are you sure? What's he doing, breathe?
You know what I don't like? I don't like how the TIE fighter noise sounds like that Wilhelm scream, like, wah! You know that noise when you click on the cybernetics lab or whatever in StarCraft? Like that scream? Yeah. They sound like that scream, and
it's,
I just always hear it.
It's kind of a high pitch, yeah.
But isn't it sad that after Disney bought Star Wars, they took all of the extended universe stuff, which was sometimes good, sometimes bad, and said none of that counts anymore. Mm. But you know what does? Episode 1, 2, and 3, baby. That's all for real.
Well, like, yeah, they bought it.
Yeah, but it's like, let's pretend only the bad stuff is canon. Like, that's not a good move. I don't know, it's just a really weird choice. And yeah, these movies every year, like, this is... Star Wars is
So I'm on the record that I would like an at least a year break from another Star Wars movie.
Well, you ain't gonna
take
get
your
it.
Time.
Yeah. Till the time when the series becomes unprofitable.
Yeah.
But as the Star Warsy guy, so you're down with the Force still. It's all working out.
Well, like, as in, does it help me every day? Yeah. Like, was it,
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'll probably go see the next one just because everyone goes to see them and whatever. Yeah. It's a movie, and I'm sure in a year I'll be like, was it really that bad? And I'll be like, maybe this time. But, yeah, pretty sour on that one.
I would at some point like to go back and watch like the last half hour of episode 3 because I remember that being pretty awesome.
Yeah, I liked the opening like, I remember parts of 3. Like, I like the opening starship fight.
Yeah, and then I like, right out over Coruscant.
Yeah, yep. And then I like the fight with Grievous. And then that's it, I guess. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I keep meaning to catch up on Star Wars Rebels. Because at first, I'm like, this is like a cartoonish version of Clone Wars. And then I keep hearing good things about it. I was like, all right, I should check it out. Except for they brought back Darth Maul. And it's not that I'm against him. The guy should be dead. Don't bring him back.
Yeah, nobody can stay dead.
Maybe he's a clone. Maybe they should have a war about it. Huh? See what I did there?
I don't get it. What's he talking about?
Yeah.
So we still have the standalone movie to look forward to of the many Bothans dying to bring us this information.
Oh, I checked someone's privilege on that, and where when we saw it the first time, like, hey, well, where'd all those Bothans die? And I just lean in. That was in Return of the Jedi. Yeah. That's how they get the information to destroy this Death Star.
Oh, right. I was proud of myself that I remembered this, but at the very end, Matt was like, so how come that Star Destroyer is not shooting at the Rebel ship? And I'm like, because it wasn't shooting at the start of New Hope, and that's... They can't do it.
But yeah, that's another thing. Like, okay, there's two destroyers and some kind of, like, shield base.
Yeah.
So they show up, have a pretty decent fight. The Rebels are doing okay. Vader's single Star Destroyer, not a Super Star Destroyer even, shows up, immediately annihilates them all.
Well, it looked to me like they were like, all right, we cannot last long, let's jump out of here. And then when that guy showed up, it's like, all right, target that ship before it goes to hyperspace. And it's like, ooh.
Man, wasn't that weird looking to see ships coming out of hyperspace? I didn't care for that. It's like, it just looked strange.
Well, I liked it from the pilot's view. I'm like, all right, we're going to be coming out of hyperspace. And we're like, holy shit, we're really close. Of course, you have to be really close, because if you were far away, they'd be ready for you.
I thought they couldn't go into hyperspace from in orbit.
Well,
because their ship does that at one point.
That's the thing in Force Awakens. They just push who gives a shit about what you can do in hyperspace. Like, let's do it through the shield. Can you do it through the ship? Han's like, yeah, let's try it. I've got, like, hey, let's blow up three planets.
Many, many years later, technology has progressed.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I swear, I'm really... It's a dumb thing to even debate of which one I had more problems with. Because, like, Force Awakens, I'd say, had a lot of good moments and stuff, but the whole premise of it really kind of bugged me. Like, what was the point of all those movies if there's just a new empire with a giant Death Star?
That was one of the... That's always the thing that Star Wars had to tackle with. Like, when they did the Yuuzhan Vong, like, these religious guys who do all their weapons and ships are biological, and they hate technology. They're like, all right, this is an evil force, but it's not the same old Star Troopers.
Yeah. And so they don't exist anymore. Yeah. Because they're not the right canon.
Because that was my controversial opinion, was that in some ways I feel like Episode 7 is ruining Star Wars more than Episode 1 did. Because Episode 1 was a bad movie, but who cares? It's just past shit. Where I feel like Episode 7 kind of erases 4, 5, and 6.
It's
like,
setting the setting for a tone that...
Yeah, like, why bother trying? Every 20 years, there's going to be a new Nazi empire? Like, that's, fuck it then. They win. Like, if they just keep coming back and no one can stop them?
One could argue that you always have to fight totalitarianism and...
Well, that's true, but I feel like it would have been way cooler in Episode 7 if they were the rebels. Like, they're just a new group starting. But they're just super established already.
They can't even call themselves the rebels. Oh, we're the resistance.
Yeah. I don't know. Star Wars, man. It's weird shit. It's
probably this one, the plot was good, it's just the execution was terrible, and then the other one, the fucking plot was terrible, but some elements of it were okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Although Episode 8, the guy who directed Looper is making it, so, hey, maybe. I don't know. I do love me some Looper.
Hey, works work.
Yeah. Like Star Wars, I guess. So anyway, we did it, and this has got to be the longest ever episode. 30 minutes.
I don't know. There's some long bitch fests in the past.
Yeah. Bitch fest.
Robot.
Chicken Run.
Chicken Run. Yeah, I was like,
God damn. Chicken Run. God damn it. All right, well, gentlemen, let's meet back here in another 7 to 10 years, and we'll keep this site alive.
Yeah.
So, what if one of us has killed one of the other two?
I'll dig them up.
No excuses.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, Chris is rather pungent this this decade.
So, but wait a minute. By that time, I might direct a Star Wars movie. So would I have to?
I think we'll all have directed one by then.
Yeah.
We'll debate whose is the best.
Okay. Well,
so
mine's gonna be
good. Finish with a classic sign-off phrase. If it's a movie, then I guess you better watch it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
Love it.
Cool. Want to get something to eat or something?
Yeah, I am hungry.